It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, our guest this week is Ms. Holly Stamps. Now, Holly is the executive director of the Ben Wheeler Arts and Historic Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. Holly, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have got a lot of ground to cover.
Yes.
One of the things, the big deal I want to get out is something that anybody that reads my magazine and newspaper columns or follows my radio shows very much knows that I'm a hog hunting nut. I like to hunt hogs. I like to cook them, wild hogs. We want to talk about the Ben Wheeler Wild Hog Festival that I was actually invited to be there last year, and I'm going to be there this year. That's coming up on, I think, October the 28th, right, Holly?
Correct. October 28th from 10 to around 7 o'clock in the evening.
And you don't have to be a hog hunting advocate or anything. It's just a fun event. But if you do like to hunt hogs, I want to, you know, you can go there and you can learn a lot. There's a lot of things there that you can, a lot of things you can see. There's a, you know, Holly, there's a cooking contest that I was, actually you invited me to be a judge. I'm not going to be a judge of it this year, but I was last year. Tell us about that.
Well, you can form your team and name your team. We have a lot of hilarious team names. And you show up the night before. It's a camping event. You cook your hog all night long. It must be wild hog meat. If you're a hunter and you hunted it yourself, great. If you are somebody that wants to cook a hog but doesn't necessarily hunt, let me know. We can provide you with wild hog meat to cook. So you just show up the night before, set up on the grounds of the event, and you cook all night long. And then the judging starts at, I believe it's noon, maybe 11 this year. And we have first, second, and third place best wild hog meat, first, second, and third place best chili, and first, second, and third place beans.
I remember, I think there was probably a panel of, I don't know, 8 or 10 judges there. The Chewbacca mom was there last year. I remember
she's going to be there again this year, but she's going to be my master of ceremonies, so she's going to be all day long with us.
Oh, excellent. She was a hoot. I enjoyed visiting with her, and actually I sat right next to her, and during the maybe that was the first time that the Chewbacca mom had been exposed to wild some of the wild hogs. She'd look at it and I'd say, "Yeah, it's good," you know. And she'd eat a little bit, and I think she got to the point she was really enjoying it. But the cooking contest, a lot of fun. But anybody that wants to form a team, and a team, I guess, Holly, could be two people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know,
it can be as many people as you want or as few. I mean, you just have to, if you just want to come and do it yourself, just name your team.
Yeah. Yeah, name your team. And then you set up and you could camp with an RV or bring a tent, whatever you want to do. It's a really nice park there in Ben Wheeler where all this takes place. And it's a fun event. We'll talk a lot about all the different things going on there in today's show. But the cooking, you'll need to bring your smoker or what you're going to. If you're going to compete, I would think you'd need to have some good smoked pork. And the thing about being able to be there the night before to make good, flavorful pork, wild pork is dry by nature, way drier than domestic pork. It lends itself well to slow cooking with moisture. So the cooks will have time to use their smoker on low heat and cook if they want to all night, right?
Correct. The only, there are some rules, but one of the primary rules is, well, there's a few. It must be wild hog and no electricity.
Mm-hmm. Has to be cooked with wood, or most of them will bring smokers that are wood fired, charcoal maybe, you know, too. But you're going to have to, little tip would be to put some wood smoke on that pork, and it, if you get it'll help the judge's palate. I think it'll help win it. But and then beans.
Yes.
You can cook. Last year, gosh, I sampled beans from just regular pinto beans with some bacon in them to, you know, really seasoned beans that, you know, all kind of spices and stuff. I mean, but the criteria is beans that you cook there, right?
Correct. And I really, the bean cookers are even more serious, I think, than, because we have some people that just come and compete in the bean competition, and they're just as serious as the guys cooking the hogs.
You bet. And I remember some really tasty, some bean, you know, recipes that were cooked up there last year. And then the chili.
Yes.
There's a million ways. It has to be. A lot of people don't even think about making chili from ground wild pork or cubed up. You know, just a tip, you could take a good knife and pare it up, cut it up in little cubes. You could grind the wild pork. I've made chili, a lot of chili through the years out of pork. A lot of ways you can do it, but the criteria is it's got to be wild hog chili, right?
Correct.
Yep. And you have the sky's the limit when it comes to seasonings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just like I said, you know, as long as it's not done with electricity and you're using wild hog, we are good to go.
tell us about the, I didn't miss the parade. I was there. You actually had, I had a booth last year, folks, and I was actually, I had my book, Kill the Grill, out there. The complete guide to cooking and hunting wild hogs. So I think I'll be present this year, Holly, and be out there to visit with people.
I'm so excited.
I've met a lot of people, the readers that, you know, several people that had read my stuff and then listened to us on the radio and whatnot. It was just a fun event. But there's booths.
Yes.
For people, tell us about that. That's they can. We're going to give plenty of contact information and the website too.
Absolutely.
But booths there for just about everything, right?
Just about everything. You know, if you're not a hunter and you want to come to the event, we welcome you. You know, just as much. We have artists that come and set up craft booths. You know, people that are selling their books like you were set up. And then we have the, you know, you could probably say this better than I could, Luke, but the hunters and their, you know, gadgets.
Yeah,
The things that you would use and
yeah,
you know, attachments to your weapons. Or we even had ATVs that had been souped up and were meant to take out hog hunting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think we can span everything from, you know, the avid hunter to the person that's not interested in hunting at all but just wanted to come to a fun event where everybody's dressed up like pigs running around.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And then, yep, music. I mean, you had some good bands there.
We have live music all day long. This year, our band list is Ben Lowry and the Texas Express,
mm-hmm.
Chase McClanahan and the New South, the Darren Morris Band, which I'm super excited about. They just in the last few years have won quite a few awards out of Nashville. The Marcus Lindsay Band and Shinebox with Ricky Lynn Gregg. And then we will have a major headliner that I'm very excited about, but I can't announce just yet. So you have to stay tuned for that.
Little secret. Well, we're gonna try to get the word out through it. We have some time, you know. Plenty of time to help get the word out about it, but now is most definitely the time to think about planning if you want, you can download forms. I'll tell you what, let's do, we'll give it again, but the website I think is benwheelertx.com, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And all of the forms and the applications are listed for download right on the homepage of the website.
Okay, benwheelertx.com, and then that's where you can, all the information to enter the one of the cooking contests for the chili or the beans or the wild pork, you can download it right there.
Correct.
And that's awesome. And you can, it would be a good idea to get that. It's early, but to go ahead and get your team all set up for that. And I will mention, Holly, it's a nonprofit organization there,
yes,
Ben
sir.
Wheeler. So that's, you know, it's, but it, I can say from last year, from being there, we enjoyed the whole day. I mean, there was there was a lot of people too.
Yeah, we will get up to 5,000 people and plus each year here in our little town. It's pretty amazing.
Yep, and you know, people think about, well, what am I, if I'm going to spend the day? What am I going to eat? You've got your well, there's all kind of vendors out there, but there's also more store, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's I think that's where we had lunch last year.
Yeah, we have we'll of course have the food vendors, the carnival type food, the hot dogs, mm-hmm, and the funnel cakes, and all of that good stuff. But there are two restaurants in town that are really amazing. There's Moore's Store, which is like chicken fried steaks and hamburgers and onion rings and that kind of thing. And then there's The Forge, and mm-hmm, they have a larger menu that includes pizzas and things like that.
Exactly. So, you know, there's, depending on the weather, if it's hot, there's places to get in like that and
mm-hmm,
cool off and enjoy the day. The music, you know, we left last year, I think we took our the booths, the tent down, all that stuff about, I don't know, later in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But the music was just kicking off, and we had something we had to do back home. But I think you can go on. And the judging for the after the judging, which I was privy to for the cooking contest, their awards are given,
yes,
after everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So this year, because this is our 10th anniversary, our 10th festival, which we're super excited about, I'm having some custom-made trophies from some of the merchants in town. So we'll have some really beautiful hand-carved wooden trophies for the beans and the chili, and a larger metal-carved trophies for the hog cookers.
Yeah. One question, Holly, that I don't know if this detail has been worked out, but, you know, we had talked a little bit off the air about maybe, I don't know, seminars. I don't think you want, that would probably not be the right term, but in other words, different people being in a special area to talk.
Yeah.
Things like, and I might be able to help with this too, but such as night hunting, thermal, night vision, that kind of thing,
right,
or bow hunting hogs, or, you know, you think, is any plans made yet for that, or is that kind of still in the works?
We have absolutely set up the area. The goal is to have a designated, you know, 20 by 20 space under shade in a tent where experts like you and others, like you said, that you could help me get, you know, bow hunters, things like that, that could come in, sit, talk face-to-face, kind of in a more private setting for a few hours each, and people can just come in with their questions, and you could really showcase your knowledge and just to help educate everyone on why
we hunt the hogs.
Why we hunt the hogs, exactly.
You bet. Holly, we are out of time. I could spend another hour talking with you, but BenWheelerTX.com is the website that,
correct,
folks can go to. And before the event, we'll get you back. And it, like I say, I reiterate, it is a nonprofit thing, and we want to help get the word out on it. Could you be back with us maybe in a couple weeks?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.